Shalom, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Daily Devotion once more. This is your brother, Brother Jesse Nzima from Zambia, and welcoming you again to this time of fellowship. Shall we have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. We love you, Lord, for what you have done for us, what you have given us. Father, for your mercy, for your love, Lord Jesus, Father, for your kindness. And your word says that your mercies, they are new, Father. Every morning, the mercies of the Lord are new. And Jehovah, we thank you for that. Lord, we love you. And Jehovah, we desire more of you in our lives. We want more of your word in our hearts. Father, blessed be your holy name. We love you, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that, Lord, as I speak, give me the grace, Jehovah, to utter words that can be a blessing to my brothers and to my sisters, Jehovah. Lord, to help them. Others, Jehovah, are hungering for more of your grace, for revival. Others are going through a rough patch. It could be a sickness, Jehovah. Others, it could be relationships, maybe, or different challenges, Lord, academics, or in terms of maybe finances. There are so many things stressing us, so many things, Jehovah, bringing anxiety, bringing fear, bringing despair, bringing frustration sometimes, bringing a sorrow. But Jehovah, the word of God, when it comes, it's the one that comforts us. Your word is the one that strengthens us, and it helps us to have faith to face all these mountains, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Blessed be your holy name, in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you, saints. So we continue with our topic entitled Incorruptible Seed. So the word incorruptible, we can define it as that which can't be made bad or destroyed. Now, I want us to read from the book of Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. To 8 from the New King James Version. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, "Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. And some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Now, we need to understand that under the right conditions, seeds can stay, I believe, for as long as 30,000 years without decaying. That is some seeds. Now, in this parable, we realize that all these seeds were truly seeds. They all came from the same pouch or the same bag. They all came maybe from the same plant. So they had the same quality. Maybe they had the same strength, same appearance, everything. In respect of everything, the seed was the same. They were all the same seeds. But something happened. The other three types, the other seeds that fell on the three types of ground did not make it. Why? Because despite them being seeds, they were not careful to land on the right ground. So we are children of God. The Lord has given us all these things. He has brought us forth. But if we are not careful, brothers and sisters, we can miss what the Lord has prepared for us. We can miss the commission. We can miss the purpose why we came on earth. And there's one aspect which talks about the cares of this world. The cares of this world. What about the cares of this world? These things are not necessarily things which are bad. They are not necessarily things which are evil. They are things that keep us preoccupied. But remember, if we get preoccupied, we get preoccupied with the world, we may miss the purpose. The Lord, remember, he says, we have to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That's Matthew 6, verse 3. Then everything else shall be added unto you. If it is marriage, if you have a marriage, if the Lord has blessed you with a marriage, you are a new couple, you are a young couple, that is a blessing. But remember, the glue that is going to keep you together, it is God. It is the word of God. It is the grace of God. It is the message of the Lord. Because if you're running a house, if you have children in the house, let the Lord be at the center. Don't compromise. Don't allow any form of compromise in your house. Let that glue come there, because if you do, the devil is going to have a plan for you. He's going to have a plan for your children. He will sow a seed. So right now, we are all sowing seeds. Whatever we are, let us sow the seed. Let it be incorruptible. Let it, after many years, brothers and sisters, let this be a testimony. After so many years, may we see the fruit. When we sit back and look at the field, we see the fruit of what we are doing right now. So whatever you are doing, we are sowing a seed. Sometimes we may not realize it. So if you are lazy, especially in our homes, if we are lazy, we brothers as the priests, if we are not taking stern action, if we are not strict, if we are not disciplined, if we are not spiritual, if we are not seeking the Lord, I can assure you, you can be busy right now, you can give excuses, you can fail to come to church, you are always up and about. You are always busy. You are always having business. The devil is coming after you. If you always think church is a bother. Some people, even on Sunday, they just sit back home and they lie. Some people lie that they are busy, but they just sit back home just to chat, just to socialize. Now, as you do that, for now, you don't realize that you are sowing a seed, but Satan is coming. And if you read Ephesians chapter 10, the Bible says that in the evil day, you have to stand. And when the evil day comes, the devil is going to get you. The devil is going to get your marriage. The devil is going to get your children. You're married right now. You are happy right now, but Satan is going to eat off that joy in your marriage. He's going to get rid of it. So you have to be careful. As a child of God, David cried. What happened to David? When he sinned, when Satan came up, David was playing with sin. He toyed with sin, but how did he toy with sin? David did not toy with sin because he didn't want to seek the Lord. No, but he relaxed. When everyone goes out for war, brothers and sisters, we are at war. I don't care whether you are at work, whether you are at home, whether you are relaxing. You are in a war zone. So wake up as a soldier. You stand all the time on the ground. Pray and seek the Lord. Because we are all fighting. David was supposed to go to war. See what David did. Instead of going for war, what did he do? He went to relax. There is no relaxing. There is no idle moment. There is no relaxing. The world is after your soul. Even your job, the people at your job, the nature of your job is after your soul, is after your happiness, is after that. And when David sinned, he said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." That sting of death is after the joy of your salvation. Haven't you seen how believers look like? Haven't you seen the joy when you see a believer? The warmth. Satan is after that. Brothers and sisters, we have to guard that. God has to help us to guard that. So we have to keep that. So all the time, let that seed reach maturity. We want the seed to reach maturity. If not, today, one time we'll cry if we don't do that. But I pray that the Lord should help us to keep Satan away, to keep the world away. Right now, there are some believers, they are obsessed with football, the World Cup, and all this rubbish. The book of Psalms, David said, "Lord, let not my eyes behold vanity." We have no time for these things. We have no time to behold vanity. There are souls dying. We have to testify. We have to preach. We have to give testimonies to the people out there. We have no time to watch football. A believer watching football, you mean you have so much time on your fingertips. So, the cares of the world are dangerous. And remember, anxiety can be a problem. if we are not spiritual, there are so many things that can bring anxiety, diseases, so many things that can bring anxiety to us. And how does anxiety come? There is no faith. So we become afraid. But children of God, we have the greatest advantage. We are actually the ones holding this world together. We are the ones holding this. Now remember, a seed can be sieved. The Lord Jesus Christ likened Peter to a seed. He told him, said, Peter, Satan has desired to sieve you. But the Lord Jesus prayed for Peter so that he could not be sifted. And you see, a time comes when the farmer brings the seed to the winnowing floor to separate them from the chaff. And the Lord, a time comes when the seed has to be beaten so that the husks are taken off. That's the discipline. The word of God disciplines us. If you are a seed, when you are corrected, you are disciplined, you humble yourself. It's painful, but we have to stay online. We have to keep to this message. We have to keep to the line. Proverbs 3:11-12. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Now, a time comes when a seed has to be separated from the undesirable elements. The process is a rigorous one, yes. It's not easy. It's painful. It's a painful time for the seed, but it is needful. That has to be done. Now, how do we identify corrupted seeds? Seeds which are corruptible. We can identify them in 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 to 4 in the New King James Version. Of course, that's the one I'm quoting from. For the time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine. Why was William Branham rejected? Why was the man who had such a worldwide ministry? In fact, we've not heard of it. Through the years, as we grew up in the Pentecostal realms, we didn't hear them. He was rejected. His testimony was buried clean. Why was it buried clean? Because the Bible reads, continues. Why was it buried? Because, they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears. Let me read it again, sorry. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, and they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. So we are living at a time when the word of God is watered down, even the pulpit. Now, even in the message, the pulpit, Satan is trying to enter. People who were regarded as servants of God, you find them doing unimaginable things. You hear all this unimaginable evil that people do. But remember, and the message is not preached, but the primary purpose of the message is to take us from sin and to light, to prepare us for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The world seems to have, the world seems to have an influence on believers now. Why did the denominations bury his testimony? Why did they bury the testimony of William Branham? Because he told them the truth. And because the light, the message being the light, it reproved them of their deeds. You see, Brother Branham talked about evangelist Billy Graham. If you notice, he would talk of him. He would speak highly of him as a servant of God. He would speak highly of him as a man of God. But under inspiration, the Lord had no kind words for these people. Why? Because the spirit that was behind them, it was not right. Here, I came across this writing on the internet, which says, yes, the renowned evangelist Billy Graham, I beg your pardon, sorry, let me just open it again. The renowned evangelist Billy Graham expressed deep respect for several popes, most notably Pope John Paul II. The two formed a mutual friendship with Graham publicly acknowledging the pontiff as a man of God, a true brother in Christ, and a powerful voice for morality. So that is a seed that is corruptible. Amen. But let us remember, brothers, let us be the seed that shall, that let us be the incorruptible seed. The Lord richly bless you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen.